Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Wife Laughter Happiness. Barbara, are you there?
Yes, I am. Mm-hmm. Hi, everybody. Happy Friday. Happy Stormy Friday.
Right.
Aloha.
And hello, Dale, and hello, Richard. How are you two doing?
Okay.
Fine.
Aloha.
Glad to see you better, Dale.
Oh, yeah. When I have a sinus infection and then I'm sneezing all the time, it's not apropos. I just had it all day. I was just sneezing. But finally, I'm okay. I took some medicine and I'm all right. I realized something really stupid. I was taking Claritin. I always take it all the time in the morning. Well, for some reason, I started taking it at night. And it wasn't doing the job. It just wasn't working. My husband said, take it during the day. And I took it in the morning, and then sure enough, it worked. So that was that.
Oh, good.
So,
okay,
good. I'm okay with that. And then this is the wildest thing, Johnny. You want to hear? Are you listening?
Sure.
Johnny?
I'm here.
My car. One whole year. I have a Ford Focus SEL, and I'm saying this to people just in case they have the type of car I have. It's a 2012, great car, gets 36 miles per gallon. I couldn't use it for a whole year because the transmission modular part they couldn't get. Ford could not get the part. It went out in my car. And they said, oh, you'll have to wait about 3 years. I go, oh, that me? And, yeah, 3 years. And there must be about 30,000 people waiting for this part. And I got really upset, and I didn't know what to do. So finally, I walked by my car a year later. I looked at my car, and I said, you're going to work for me. You are going to work for me. I'm tired of this. And sure as heck, I called the transmission guy after calling Ford 29 times, different Fords, and they couldn't help me. And this transmission guy in Carson City, I said, can you please look in the junkyard, you know, for this part? And I named the part, and he goes, well, I'll try, and we'll see if we have any luck. And he found it, like, right away, Johnny, right away.
Wow.
Johnny. And
I'm here.
So I was so excited. So I took the car in, and he replaced it. Then I took my car. I went to Curves. I just rejoined Curves. And I took my car to Curves. And then all of a sudden, the light went on. It goes, pull over. Your transmission's overheating. I go, oh, no. And then I put it in to the transmission. I had it towed by the auto club. Put it into the transmission shop. And I didn't know that the Ford, in fact, Richard and I were watching TV, we were watching YouTube, has a double clutch. It's a automatic car with a double clutch. Have you ever heard of such a thing, Johnny?
No.
No, Johnny? I've never heard of it. I'm not really, I don't know a whole lot about cars because I can't drive, but.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't think Richard knew, none of us knew it. And it had to be replaced. And they replaced that. And we're talking about total for everything, $5,000. Yes, but
that is a
I
lot.
Refused. I refused to get another car because another car would cost me $20,000 to $30,000. And I'm not getting another car. Huh? Yeah, and you have car payments and all kind of things. So I let it sit. But thank God for Richard. Help me. I mean, if it wasn't for him, I don't know what I would do. He would help me, and I'm paying him back, and slowly, but I'm going to pay him back everything. And the car is working beautiful now. Gorgeous.
Oh,
they
wonderful.
Then I found out, Johnny, they had a class action suit against Ford for these parts. So we're going to just go apply for it because they've already settled, and they have millions, and they're supposed to give you about $2,300 or $2,400 back, and
oh, wow.
Or they said, we'll give you $5,000 for a purchase of a new Ford. I go, get out of here. You know, I just want my car back.
$5,000 is nothing with a car.
I know. Well, I know. And
that might pay
you
back.
Yeah, to buy a new car is just ridiculous. Even to buy an old car is ridiculous. So then I looked up the price of my car. It's $14,000 for a 2012 Ford SCL.
Go I'm glad you salvaged that because
yeah,
why
but Barbara,
you have a car payment? Yeah.
Yeah, but Barbara said to me last week, a couple of weeks ago, you're going to have your car. Call me when you have it. Do you remember, Barbara?
You, and I thought about it, and then you did call me today, and you said I got my car.
Yes.
And I said, there's 30,000 people on that list, and you move yourself to the front of that list, Dale. And you sure did it. You figured out a way. I love it.
I figured out
story.
A way. And I'm going, why hasn't anybody else figured out a way? I'm sure there's a lot of wrecked cars out there or a lot of people that gave their Fords up. And this goes on. It's not in the engine, but it goes on the outside of the engine. It's a modular. And Richard, explain.
Yeah, it's like, you know, like a chip, you know, for a computer, and it plugs in from the outside of the transmission, and that's what controls the operation of the transmission and the engine and so forth and so on. And for some reason, they're not making the part, the new part, so there you are.
Yeah. And they're not making the new part for two reasons. One, they won't even give it to Ford, the new part, because they want them to use all the old parts, and they want to go electric, so they won't make them. So, you know, what can I say? I found a way around it.
You do get part of that class action settlement. If you even get half, that's like half of what you just spent on your vehicle. That
well, whatever
awesome.
I get goes to Richard. So, you know, it just Blythe has to write a letter and show the receipts and talk to them, and I got the address and everything, you know. So I'm doing the best I can.
That's what friends are for. Thank you, Richard, for being a good friend to Dell and loaning her what she needed to get her car taken care of.
Yeah.
Right.
No, I don't have to be her chauffeur. Yeah.
You don't have to be her chauffeur now.
I don't have to be
her chauffeur. He's still my chauffeur. The thing is, I was be using his car, and he don't like me using his car. I go, can
no.
I use your car?
No.
So... Now,
okay,
neither one of us. No. Would you stop it, Richard?
Richard,
I'm talking to Barbara.
Okay.
So now, it's very interesting because now we both can't get out because we have too much snow in our driveway. So it's, and my snowblower don't work. So what can I tell you?
Now you don't even need a car for a while, but at least you know it's there and everything's, when things are just working in life, it's so wonderful. But also I learned a lot from you, Dale.
No, but I'll tell you, Barbara, two things is I didn't know how depressed I was knowing that my car was not working. I didn't, because you know how you want to get up and go in your car? You're like me, right?
It's freedom. Freedom.
Well, that was taken away from me.
Yeah,
so
I
was really, really upset. And I didn't know how depressed I was. I mean, I don't want to have to ask Richard all the time, can I use your car, you know? And he gets 32 miles to the gallon, and my car gets up to 36. I mean, you know, it's crazy. And do you know hybrids
kind of a boss.
Only get...
Go ahead. I was just going to say, it's kind of a lost feeling when you don't have your freedom just to get out and go when you want, and you have to stop and ask, and then it stops you up even more. Of course, it can be depressing, but that's a very good gas mileage. My car gets like 12.
I know. That's why I was wondering why you bought your car. I was wondering why
you
bought that.
Well, I only go to the grocery store. You know, I do little small errands. Maybe once every other month I might drive to L.A. for something fun. But otherwise, I just, you know, have it for just taking her to school. Although my daughter does online school now, so it works for us so much better. Our life is so much better now that we found this online high school.
Hmm. Oh, that's cool. That's cool.
Yeah.
Why doesn't she want to go to the regular school anymore?
Yeah, the only part on that is the socialization skills. I mean, you have to have these kids socialize with other children, you know, because
she
that's
takes
a big
care
part
of that
of
on her own. She's out
there.
But
why does she not
want?
Why does she want to go online school?
Well, it's not that she wanted to. Her mother, which is me, had to take care of something because she had gotten really behind. And that happened to a lot of kids who went through the whole COVID thing. And then they get out of whack. And she was just so sad. She couldn't sleep. She was upset about it. She didn't want to go anymore because then she'd feel really uncomfortable there being so behind. So there are so many kids that go on to online school, get caught up, and then they go back. They go back to where that they came from. She can always go back to Huntington High, but right now she's catching up and she's happy. And you just want your child to be happy. You want your child to be healthy, happy, and learning. And that's what's going on right now.
Yeah, the only thing that bothers me if I had a kid is that, you know, with all the shoot 'em up and putting your kid in school, you'd worry every day. You know, that's the only thing that bothers me.
I did a little, too. I did worry about that, yes. And there were school shootings all the time in the surrounding areas, not her school. But, yeah, I do, and it's a huge school, Huntington Beach High School, and it's old. It's really cool. It was a really hard thing for us to go through, getting all that done, because they have to accept you as well. And they almost didn't, you know. And so just getting things taken care of like that, and now it's smooth sailing. It's great. So great news about your car. Now tell me about
Thank
the
you.
Storm. So you're all snowed in?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's, well, you guys, and you didn't even know it, but one of my best friends lives in back of the Hollywood sign. And she's quite wealthy, but they showed pictures of snow at the Hollywood sign. Little, you know, just a little bit. And a picture of the rainbow. Texted her. Her name's Linda. And I said, Linda, so I hear you got a little bit of snow. And you know, so she texted me back with the rainbow, the picture of the rainbow and, you know, the Hollywood sign and the whole bit. And then I texted her my pictures. I said, well, let's see what real, not to outdo you, but let's see what real snow looks like. I showed her about 5 feet of snow and my car being buried and everything. We're getting it bad, and Tahoe's getting it bad and really bad, and half the roads are closed, and, you know, it's bizarre, you know. But down here, I'm down here, you know, Nevada, and Gardnerville, and it's okay, but it's still, I can't get my car out. Now that I got my car fixed, I can't drive it because it's so snowy.
I know, but it sounds cozy, and I'm glad you're safe. And knowing you, you're all stocked up with some good food in the house.
Yeah, I'm making dinner. Yes. Yeah, okay, Johnny, do we have anybody you want me to talk to?
Yes. Angela, you are live on the air with Psychic Dale Shear.
Hello?
Aloha.
Aloha.
Maybe. Is she there, Johnny?
I put her on.
Angela, you're
Pick
on.
Up.
Angela, you there?
Apparently not.
Go to
I screened the call.
Go to the next person.
We didn't ask you that, Johnny.
What were you saying?
Well, we didn't ask you that. Just go to the next person.
Okay. All right. Kim, you are live on the air with Psychic Dale Shear.
Understand that you are live. Now, I don't know
Hello.
The legal term.
Hi.
Oh, yeah. Hi.
You're on.
But I'm hearing background noise. Do you have the TV on or something?
Ah.
Actually, I think my husband does. Hold on. I'll see if my husband can turn it down.
Hey, babe.
Okay. Hey. It's going to be a good show, Barbara. It's a good start. Great start.
Yeah, you're going to get me later.
Well, she's trying to tell her husband to turn down the TV.
Is that a little bit better?
Well, do you have me on speaker, Kim?
No, I don't.
Okay, now that's better. All right. Where are you calling from?
Indiana.
Okay, how can I help you?
Actually, Richard, Johnny suggested I call in. I'm a paranormal investigator. I have been for over 20 years. And
what kind of investigator? A what?
Paranormal investigator.
I never heard of that. Okay.
Paranormalist.
Sounds cool.
They research what you do, Dale.
I'm a ghost hunter.
I wish you quit getting your friends calling in. Okay, go ahead.
I'm also a medium.
Yes.
Okay. Well,
Johnny, did you screen the call? Did you screen the call, Johnny? Johnny, what happened to Johnny?
What happened to Johnny? What happened to the question? Is there a question? I was kind of curious because he said that you were psychic. I've not met anybody that could read me, and I was kind of interested if I could find somebody who could, actually.
Okay. Well, that is a beautiful question to ask, and I've only had that asked one other time. But the only thing is we're in one question only. But first, let me find, where's Johnny? We gotta
find here.
Him. Where did you go?
No, I'm here. I was doing some screening.
Okay. Did you, out of curiosity, did you tell the girl about one question? Because the unfortunate thing is she'd like me to read her, which I will, but we're supposed to only do one question, Johnny. Are you aware of it?
Yeah, I think I try to tell people to say one specific question. I don't know if I said it to Kim. I know that
I would appreciate, darling, if you would not just have all your friends calling in, okay? We want new people. But anyway, Kim. Hello, Kim.
Yeah, I'm here.
Kim. All right. This is what I see about you, and we could do it this way. You're not hard to read. You're a piece of cake. You put up the strong, strong, strong vibe of no one can come near me, no one can touch me, no one can get to me, and yet you're a pussycat. You help people with all your heart and all your soul all the time, but you don't want to let them know that. That's what I see about you. You'll give of your heart, you'll give of your soul. You'll do everything you can to help somebody in any way possible. But at the same token, you don't want people knowing that you're hardcore, that you're, you know, not hardcore, that's a bad word, but, you know, you don't want people to know that you're a softy. That's the best way I can put it. You have been trained wisely. You just, I just see a lot of good things happening for you in the near future, but I can't do a whole reading on you, okay?
Okay, I understand that. I think financial-wise is what I was more interested in.
Okay, I cannot, no, sweetheart. We got a lot of people, and I can only answer one question, and you're asking me to do a whole reading.
Okay, that's fine.
I mean, first you want to know, can anybody read you? Yes, they can. Yes, they can, and financially you'll be okay. You'll be all right. All right?
All right. All right,
thank you.
Thank
you,
okay, Johnny, enough with having your parapsychology people and everybody else call in that are friends of yours, okay?
Okay.
All right, next one.
This is Chris. You're live on the air with Psychic Dale Shear.
Okay. Hi, Dale. How are you?
Hi. Where? Fine. Where are you calling from?
I'm from Colorado.
Lovely place. Lovely. Are you getting snowed in down there too?
We are not. It is very cold, though. It's about 28 degrees here, so.
We got you snow in Nevada, and it seems like it won't stop for about a week, and then the rest of it, Barbara got, she's getting all the rain down in L.A., and it's even snowing a little bit down there.
Oh, my God. Wow. Well, yeah, it's, I would much rather live in Nevada where it's warmer.
I don't blame you. I'd rather live in Nevada, too. I love Nevada. Okay, how can I help you, sweetie? I mean, and
yeah,
besides
well,
that, wait. What I'm picking up, what about job or changing jobs or wanting to get a different job? What's going on with that?
Well, I was actually going to ask you a question specifically, but my job, I currently am not working, actually. I'm 26 years old, actually, and I am looking for a job, but I'm currently living in a place where it's not really working out. I'm thinking about possibly moving, and I don't know. I mean, I don't know if you see me moving anytime soon, possibly.
Okay, all right, wait. Are you trying to move by yourself? Because rents are kind of high. Are you trying to move, or who are you trying to move in with, or what?
Well, the people I'm living with are kind of like extended family friends, but they are – it's just not really working out, I don't think. I don't get along with her son very well. He kind of doesn't like me, and there's a lot of kind of moving parts to the whole thing. But
okay. All I'm saying – I will say this much. You are definitely going to get a job soon. What type of work are you looking for?
So that's a good question. I don't have any degree, but I'm looking
to do
something.
You don't
need
one nowadays.
Maybe. Okay.
You don't need a degree nowadays. Go ahead. What type of work are you looking for?
Specifically, I would like to do something from home, possibly customer service, something like oriented
okay.
towards that. But.
Well, I'd like to say this much. You will be able to do that because a lot of people are working from home. And a lot of people, according to the president, he said that you don't need a degree because people are hurting for jobs. Give you an idea, in Reno, in the hospital alone, there's 500 people. 500 people where we need jobs for them. You might try Amazon.com. You might try Spectrum. You might try any of those places that use phone service, and you will get a job. As far as moving, it'll be a little bit, but you will be able to find a place. You've got to get more positive about yourself, start feeling good about yourself, and it will happen. Okay?
Wow. And I was going to ask you a quick question, if I could, really quick. I was going to ask you about your book, An Angel Over the Airwaves. What
yes.
inspired you to write that?
An angel. Thank you for saying that. I haven't reread it in a long time. I do sell that book, so don't go through Amazon. You can go through me if you want to buy it. An Angel Over the Airwaves. I was in radio for 25 years and acted like an angel in the sense of helping people. So that's where I got that idea from, An Angel Over the Airwaves. That is a bizarre story of a lot of my old boyfriends in combination with one, you know, a composite of one. So it's sort of like that's what that was all about. So that's An Angel Over the Airwaves. And it's really, I like it. Have you ever read it?
No, I was actually looking at the description of it earlier when I saw you on Blog Talk Radio, and it looks like a really interesting novel because it is nonfiction, correct?
Correct.
Or is it
oh,
fiction?
Yes. Well, I don't know the difference between those words, but it's made up. Yes. Definitely made up to a point. But then there is some reality in it as well. So I don't know how you
what
would
did
describe
you do,
that.
What did you do on the radio, if I may ask? Did you do like psychic work or readings? Or?
Yes, I did that in Lake Tahoe for 5 years. And John Parker on KOWL, he owned that station, and he owned one in Hawaii called KITV. So I went to Hawaii, put me on air in Hawaii, and both those lasted over 5 years, and I did radio, and then I worked that into my own show called ESPNU. If you look up my bio, which is Dale, D-A-Y-L-E, Shears, SCHEARS.com. If you look that up, it'll tell you everything you want to know.
Okay, I will. Well, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate your advice, and it was a great experience talking to you, so thank you.
Well, thank you, darling. And if you're interested in that book, call me, and I'll give you a discount on it, okay?
Absolutely. All right, have a great night. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Please, sir.
Well, that
what
was
a nice
good, Barbara.
Caller.
Huh?
Very nice caller. He knew about your book.
Very,
that was the
very,
first book you wrote, right?
No. Dare to be Different.
Dare to be Different.
Was my first book. Dare to be Different. And then The Psychic Within.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm losing track because there's six. I have to go look at my
go to her website, everybody. Dale's,
yeah, go
Dale's
to my here. I ought to go to my website.
Order it from you and then they'll get a signed copy.
Yes, they will get a signed copy and they'll get a discount.
That's great. Well, that was cool, and he had a
An Angel Over the Airways was my That was my last book I wrote, one of my last books I wrote, and it's about an angel who helps people, who goes around, and she's, you know, she's allowed to go to Earth, and she helps people on Earth through the radio is how she helps people. And it's kind of an unusual story, and she falls in love with this one guy, and she's obsessed with him, and all she wants to do is hook up with this guy again, and she has an angel, a head angel, and he's saying, no, you can't do that on Earth. And it goes on and on and on and on, you know, so it's really nice. And so she meets up with him again, and she's kind of like a different person, but it's neat.
Oh, that's cool. I love
it. So it's quite cool. Yeah. Barbara, I don't want to tell you this.
Yes.
But you have all my books. That's one of them.
I know. Okay. Because you say that I'm going to really enjoy a certain book, and I wanted to start with that one.
Well, I wrote Believe. I've written The Psychic Within, Dare to be Different, Tarot for the Beginner, An Angel Over the Airwaves, and then I wrote one about Richard, Hawaii book. I can't remember the name of it. Richard wrote one as well. We got into photography in the islands, and we were taking nonstop pictures, and I put a lot of pictures in my book, and I wrote a book for him about him.
Wow, that's cool. I wish I liked sitting down and reading a book a little more than I do. I do enjoy – you know what I did get? I got that book, Spare, but I get the books that can actually speak and that I'm not having to sit down and read. I can get other things done. So I've been really into watching everything about Harry and Meghan. And this is interesting. I'm curious to see if he will come to regret his decision leaving that life that most seem to think is really wonderful.
Oh, why should he? Why should he?
It's
not a real life. It's not a real life.
Think.
It's just he has a wife and two beautiful children. Oh, my goodness. I'd pick that over, you know, being in the public eye and being in the royalty. Oh, my gosh. No.
It is a hard job.
So.
It's a lot of work. People don't realize how many engagements. And, you know, those things are boring. years and years ago, I would work at conventions and things like that. And after a while, it can be really drudgery. And you're standing there for hours, and you have to put on that smile, even though you're tired and bored and hungry and cold or whatever. You've just got to do one after another for your whole life.
I know. And it's sad. It is sad.
He didn't want to do that, I am thinking. He did not
want
to do that.
Yeah, but, you know, I'm having a hard time reading Spare. It's his accent, and it's the way he writes, and I'm having a hard time getting through. I've been looking at audiobooks, but I don't know how it works. I can't figure it out, except from what I've heard on audiobooks is like I call Barnes & Noble, and you have to pay $25, and then you have to pay for the book so much. So it's the same thing as buying a book, but it's an audio book. You know, it's
how I do it
costly.
Is through Amazon, Amazon Prime.
Yeah, I know.
And they have the audio, and that is
$14.
But how? It's not free. Well,
right,
then it's so self-explanatory. When you choose your book, it will say, hey, this book you can press play if you'd like it that way, or you can actually have it delivered to your device and read it. But
I don't know how to do it. I don't know how to do it from Amazon. To do the audio book.
I can walk you through it. I can help you. Because I've been doing it that way for a long time.
I would. Then you still have to buy the book, right, though, huh?
No, because there's so many great deals. The reason I even bought that book is because I didn't have to. I had an extra, they give you so many free, I guess they're called tokens, free tokens. And I used my one free token I had left, and it was basically free. Oh,
well, you'll have to tell me
I
how.
Know you. Okay,
yeah.
'Cause you love Amazon, don't you? You do the whole Prime thing.
I buy
everything
from Amazon, yes.
Okay, well, then you should do that. Okay, we can walk through that together and set it up.
Okay, I really need that help.
It is $14 a month, though.
Oh, a month?
Yeah.
I don't read that much.
Yeah, but I mean,
I've
got to read. I got to read.
I know, but you got to what?
I've got to read, and I like them to speak it to me. I don't want to actually read the book.
Well, I understand what you're saying, but I don't read that much on books to warrant $14 a month.
Yeah, I should probably cancel mine, too.
I mean, I'd rather put that money into the new Apple TV, you know, into the morning show. When it comes on, I'd rather put, you know, money into that than put it into, you know, audiobooks. I'm realizing it's not worth it. So I'll end up just reading the book.
It's not worth it. I probably have too much money seeping out in places I don't realize it's doing that automatically. And so I'm going to go through all of my stuff and make sure I'm only paying for things that I use. Because we could save, I heard on the news, about $700, $800 a year by being more on top of things like that.
Yeah, you're 100% right. You're 100% right. I did that once, not too long ago. I was just going through everything I don't use, and I was realizing I was paying double. I was paying for Netflix at the same time that Richard was paying for Netflix, and that was stupid.
Oh,
you know,
wow.
I mean, I did
Thank God
for...
Thank God you figured that out.
Yeah, it took me forever. Okay, Johnny, do we have someone else?
Yes, we do. Suzanne, you are live on the air with Psychic Dale Shear.
Hello.
Hello.
We're having technical problems again, Johnny.
Yeah. Zan, are you there?
They're in the car. I can hear the car running. I think they're driving. Hello, caller. What's their name, Johnny?
Suzanne.
Suzanne, we can hear your car beeping. Did you screen this caller, Johnny?
Yes, I did.
Johnny, go to the next one, please.
Well, there is
Let her call back.
Okay.
Let her call back.
Okay, give me 1 second here. Let's try Angela again.
Who?
Hi.
Angela, you there?
Hello.
Yes, I'm here.
What happened to you?
Oh, head rush, maybe. But I'm here. Anyway, how are you doing, Adele?
I'm not understanding a word you're saying.
That's my
how are you doing?
I'm doing just fine. How, where are you calling from?
Pensacola, Florida.
Okay, and how can I help you?
Yeah, I am thinking about working with Johnny on this program that he's got going, and I want to see if what the feel for it would be.
What the what?
The feel for it would
the feel
be.
Okay, why am I not understanding her English?
Would it be?
What are you? What is she working on? What are you trying to do?
Oh, it's the internet network I told you about. She's helping me out with it.
Okay, well, all I can tell you about Johnny, not about you, is that he's going to be very successful at doing what he's doing. It's just going to take some time, but he will be successful at it. And if you want to work with him, it will take time, but you will be successful as well.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Was that it?
That's it.
Hello.
Yeah.
I don't know, Johnny. You need to really, really think it through with this out this one.
Thank you for calling in. It was nice of you.
All right, thank you.
I don't even know what she's trying to do. There was no specific question.
I
you tell them. Have a specific question, Johnny. We've been doing it for a few years now.
I understand. But did you want to try that Suzanne again?
No. Jesus, what is wrong with this man?
Oh, my God.
I'm not trying to be rude, Johnny. I'm just trying to – you're upsetting me at this point.
Okay,
do you not
I
have
am really sorry.
Go on the phone?
I'm sorry, Dale, okay? I understand. I'm not trying to get on your nerves either. I understand.
I don't want to get on anybody's nerves, but usually this goes a lot more smoothly. Let me take a
what
look.
What he's doing is calling all his friends and telling them to call in, and then half of them are psychics, and they don't like to talk to other psychics.
They're not psychics.
Well,
they're just
I don't know who these people. I don't know who the people are then.
Okay.
Okay. Who's next?
Johnny, what are you doing?
Well, what I'm saying is that there is one person that was the Suzanne person. Is the next person, and I can put it through if you like.
Yes. Let's go. We need somebody.
Okay.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Suzanne, are you there?
Oh, Jesus.
Mm.
What do we forget the phone calls today?
Well,
okay.
Well, she's there
Hello,
now. Suzanne, you're on with Psychic Dale Shear. What is your question, please?
Johnny is kind of messing up here, Barbara.
Okay. I don't know. I did screen that call. I did screen it. So I don't know why.
Well, you know what, Johnny? The ones you are screening. Are there other calls? I'm asking you that.
Yes, there are. There's an area
let's
code.
Let's forget about all your friends and let's go to the next one.
Okay. Area code 646. You're live on the air with Psychic Dale Shear.
Thank you for taking my call. How is everyone doing this evening?
Well,
great.
What's your name, please?
My name is Terry, and I'm calling from New York City.
Yes. Well, that's at least
okay.
Someone I can relate to. My neck of the woods. How can I help you?
Great. Okay, so I'm in the process of looking for a job. I'm on the right track because I'm in the industry, I'm focusing on the industry that I want to work in. And I'm getting resumes that I've gotten some out in the past. Nothing hasn't happened, but I'm still pressing. So I guess my question is, do you see me interviewing sometime in March?
I'm having a hard time understanding you. Are you
I'm looking for a job.
All right, can you hear me clear now?
Not really.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Clear. Okay, what about now?
That's better. Okay. What kind of job are you looking for?
I'm looking for a job in the creative arts entertainment. So just wanted to, I've been getting resumes out. I see myself, I'm intuitive too. So I just wanted to make sure that
I'm on you're doing your own reading. So I'm trying to get it. So you're not doing your own reading. When you say the creative arts, such as what?
Such as music entertainment.
Okay. Music, now we're concrete. Do you have any friends? Do you know any people that you can get involved with?
Yes, I do. I'm working on that now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Actually, I see you doing very well. Are you doing any hip-hop?
I could, yes.
Okay, because I see that. And I see you getting attached to somebody, one person that you're going to push all the way to the top, and you're going to be a hip-hop person, which I don't know much about. So you will do very well in the future. As far as this is concerned, and you will get a job along those lines. So that's the best I can tell you, okay?
Okay, sounds good. I'm staying in that industry, okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Why, Barbara, are you having trouble hearing these people? They all sound garbled.
Yeah.
I am, and I think maybe they're having a hard time hearing us. So it's kind of an off day, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm hearing you fine. You know,
good.
And Johnny, I'm hearing fine, but the people, I don't know what's going on.
Okay, after the show, I'll put in the tech support.
Yeah.
What? I'm sorry, Johnny, what?
I'm going to put in the tech support ticket that we were having trouble hearing callers tonight.
Well, it isn't. It's just clearly hearing callers, that's all. All right, is there anybody else you want me to talk to?
That's it. But for now, it doesn't mean there won't be other callers. But
okay, well, then I'll talk to Barbara. Barbie.
Yes.
Barbara, let's talk.
Okay, let's talk. I was doing an errand today, and there was a person behind me, a man, and then the lady was checking me out. She liked my jacket. She wanted to know all about my raincoat. And then I was trying to put it on, and he was behind me. He must have thought I was flirting with him when I wasn't. And I'm like, oh, excuse me. I just kind of got fumbled up here with my jacket. He followed me all the way out to my car, and then he even put his hand in on my window, like it was on the inside of my window. Like, I could have smashed his hand if I wanted to. And I said, I've got to go. Yeah, and he started mumbling some weird stuff to me that didn't make sense with an angry look in his eyes. And I just thought, I can't even believe I'm in this situation. This is horrible. You know?
That is, that is a horrible
thing.
Well, that you got to be careful of, you know? You need to carry some spray, what do you call it, mace or something with you.
Yeah.
So that if something like that happens again, you could spray it.
You know what? My policeman friend, he was on the show. We interviewed him. He said what he gets his young college-age daughter is a horn. He said a loud, loud horn. It scares them because sometimes the mace, the girl gets even just afraid of using it herself, you know. And a horn, she's not so afraid of, you know, pushing the button. So I was thinking.
Well, that's true. I would keep
them.
I would get them both, because what happens is, if the horn don't work, at least you have the mace. You know.
Actually, I heard somewhere that they were trying to say, what's the best thing to say when somebody's chasing you is to say, "I don't know him," not "help," but say I don't know him, because that way people will know. That's what I've heard is the best thing to say.
Who are you saying it to?
Anybody that listens. You're saying it.
Well, she's in a car. Who's going to listen?
Oh, okay.
Nobody was around. Nobody was around. What if nobody's around to help you, Johnny? You have to have some kind of a weapon or a device
that
will destroy them.
That.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay,
actually, Barbara, there's pepper spray, which is even, you know, that's very easy to use. I've even used it on myself by mistake, pepper spray.
Oh,
I did in Hawaii. I'm going, oh,
well,
no,
that's
I
your problem. Now we know your problem.
I couldn't see. But
too many
I
shots
pepper
of pepper spray. Holy shit.
I swear to God, I reach because I keep it by my bedside because I lived alone in Hawaii. And I keep it by my bedside. And then if anybody came in, I could spray the pepper spray because I didn't have a dog there. I only had my dog here, which would kill for anybody that would come near me.
Oh, God.
How is Lucky anyway? Are
he's
you
fine.
Having a nice life with Lucky? Oh, good.
Yes, he's a little, he's a puppy. We are now putting two masks on him so that he'll quit barking. I mean, he can breathe, he can eat everything. It's just, you know, we got, I hear that noise. Did you hear that, Barbara?
No.
There's a, oh, never mind. Okay. We have two masks on him, so it's getting better. He's getting better because he'll bark in the car at everybody because he thinks they're attacking me. So if I get out of the car and walk away, he's fine. But while I'm in the car, we can't let anybody near the car because he goes crazy.
He's a German Shepherd, by the way, everybody who's listening. And I'm glad that you have him, barking or not, because he keeps you safe.
I'm very safe with him. I feel very safe with him. He's my baby boy.
Does he like the snow?
Huh?
90 pounds.
Does he like playing in the snow?
Oh, yes. He loves it. He has all his friends outside. He has Thor, and he has a girlfriend that he just loves. Yeah, he's a girlfriend he loves, although she has leg problems and she can't run in the house or nothing. But the minute she sees him, she comes to life and starts flirting all the time.
What kind of dog is he?
I'll find out, Smith. Blythe, what's the name of Lucky's girlfriend? Stella. And what kind of dog is it? Uh-oh. I said the word. And he's running outside looking. He's looking for her. Oh, my God. I shouldn't
have
done
that. I think
that's
sweet.
No comment.
I want a dog. I've got to get some land for a dog because I don't want to have a dog. Although tons of people here at my apartment complex have big dogs. They do it. But
No, Barbara, you got to take care of yourself first. Then
thank
a dog.
You.
But he,
yeah.
He's this little girl is, she's 8 years old and she has problems with her legs and she can't walk real well, but he'll just stay and watch her and watch her and watch her and watch her. And after she goes to the bathroom, he goes up to her. And then she starts wagging her tail and wanting to kiss him and everything. She's so precious. And then she'll go back to her house and then she can't walk. I don't know what's going on.
I think that's so sweet.
And then he has just Thor and he has just Diesel. He loves Diesel. Runs up and down the fence with Diesel. You know, he's like...
Well, I like that. Does Johnny have a dog?
No, but we're talking about getting one.
Oh,
really? What kind?
We don't know. It's going to be hyperallergenic because of the kids.
Oh, okay. They have several dogs that are poodles are pretty good.
Poodles, yes.
And,
I like weird dogs. I like the weird, those hairless ones. There was a dog I babysat named Cookie, the little, and nobody liked it because it was so ugly, I'm telling you. But I loved it, and it loved me. And the owner said it never liked anybody except me. Tiny little thing called Cookie with the moles, the big brown spots all over its skin, and no hair.
Well, I like big dogs. I love my German Shepherd. I mean, he's so smart. He'll knock on the door. He puts his paw up on the door and knocks, and he's just very smart. He does all kind of smart things. I thought it was interesting because my husband works on DoorDash and Grubhub, and when the phone rings, it rings for him to tell him, you know, to get ready to do DoorDash or Grubhub. Well, the dog listens to that and realizes, hey, that means I'm going bye-bye. So he just goes.
Oh. You know, Lucky Go?
Yes. Lucky goes. Because Lucky has to protect him in the food.
I wonder if he gives Lucky a french fry once in a while.
No, but.
But.
People, actually, it's sealed, so he doesn't know what's in the food. But he'll go up to, you know, Taco Bell or whatever, and they give him food. They give him a piece of bacon or, you know, something like that.
Sweet. I like it. That's really good.
But I love my little
boy.
He's going to be 3 in August. He's a Leo as well.
I can't believe it.
Why?
Okay, because that's about how long I've lived here. And since you started about 3 years ago with Life, Laughter, Happiness every Friday, that's about the time that you got Lucky, right? 3 years ago when I moved here.
Yeah,
right.
I remember I was crying because I had to put both my dogs down, and they were old, and I hadn't. I was looking for a dog, and I found Lucky.
And he's lucky to have you. It took a while, and it took a while to find your house too. And you found a great house. Sounds like everything's in order. And I like hearing that.
Well,
and
we got to work on you doing the same thing. It's just called manifestation.
Okay.
Got to manifest.
Now that I know
what
I want, I needed to take some time for myself to get organized, to get, you know, just my daughter organized and us happy. So then I can, you know, now I'm more open to maybe having a husband. And I would really like it if they had adult children. I do not want to raise any more children.
I don't think you should go out and look for a husband because I feel one will come to you.
So just go live your life. Be open and give the open vibe out. Just be open to it.
You
and you say that it's going to happen.
You meet men. You meet them at grocery stores. You meet, you know, all around. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, if you're, I meet them everywhere. My problem is I can't get rid of them. That's my problem.
Yeah, but Dale, here's the problem. I cannot just glance at a person real quickly and know, do I find this person attractive? I'm going to have to look at them for maybe 15 seconds. And then by then they're already knowing I'm looking at them, and then they're talking to me, and then they think, ooh, she likes me. And then 15 seconds later, I think, I don't like them. So now I've got to...
No, Barbara.
It's hard.
Barbara, it's real easy. Yeah. Just say, it was really nice talking to you. And walk away.
Okay. I
you
like
don't have
you.
To go on.
You could be a dating coach, too.
No. No. I find men. I think one of the wildest experiences I had was on the L.A. freeway. My voice was boring. On the L.A. freeway, and driving my car, I had a bug-eye Sprite during those days, and I was married to my first husband, and this truck driver took a liking to me, and he followed me all the way home in his truck for no reason. And then I got in the house, and I told my husband, I said, look out the window. And he was parked right there. And I'm going, that scared me. Yeah. You know, I've had weird stuff like that happen. Or I had an airline pilot who I gave a reading to thinking we had a moment. So he came knocking on my door wanting to see me, even though I was married and had a husband.
They don't care sometimes.
No, they don't. No, they don't. Because you know what?
Well, it should be interesting.
Now, what you have and I have is something very special. You want to hear?
Yes.
Sensuality. It's not being sexy. It's called sensuality. It's a feeling. Do you understand?
Would that be like an energy?
Yes. We talked about this before, but yes, it's an energy.
Yeah. I like this. Okay, so we have this sensual energy that we don't have to go out and be dressing sexy. We just have it in us, an energy, yes.
To give you an idea, my cousin goes out to the mailbox dressed like a schlump, and the mail guy follows her into the house.
Mm-hmm. Like we were talking about, though, they need to like you at basically your what you think might be your worst, like the no makeup in the robe. They have to be thinking you're the most beautiful woman and the best woman that way for you to be happy, you know, because we can't go live like the glamour that we really are all the time. It's fun sometimes, but we are a human being that's real, and we need to be loved for that. So I loved that advice that you gave me on a private
I don't like to dress. I'll only dress up if I have to, like when I did shows and all that stuff, really dress up with the sequins and all that. But I like to go around just being very casual, sporty. That's what I like.
Yes.
And my clothes are on backwards, and Richard will say, your shirt's on backwards. What? That's how
Keep
Richard
your elbows out of your food.
Oh, that's so cute. I like to be comfortable. Mm-hmm.
You don't have to go to that level and tell her.
I like how the royal people dress.
Well,
I like their suits. I like the materials. I like the bright colors. I love the matching. Everything's perfect. I really do like it.
I don't. I just think it's like I want to mess them up, you know.
I have to get over that, though, Dale. Like, I have to just say, hey, I'm putting it on. Just wear it. And don't worry about it. It's just a piece of clothing.
Yeah, you got to get off being perfect. Because there's no such thing as perfect. People don't like perfect people.
Okay.
They like people.
I don't want to
be
perfect, but I mean, why have all these clothes if you're not even going to wear them?
That's a good question.
Goodwill.
Hey, you
Think
guys.
About it.
Hold on. You guys, hold on. What are you going to do for the weekend? Do you have any weekend plans? I know it's snowing and you might be snowed in.
No, I'm going to be sitting here watching the snow because it's supposed to
snow.
No,
I want to
know
what you're watching, though, because... Okay, I'm already over The Good Witch. I know that show is probably, you probably tuned in and you think, why in the world did she like that? It was
no,
just
I couldn't find it. No, oh. What am I going to watch this weekend? Well, I still like
Hallmark.
Well, I
want to know.
Yeah.
You want to go
like Hallmark.
And watch the Hallmark? Okay.
Yeah, Hallmark Channel.
You
all the romance and...
Watch.
Huh?
I tried well,
I'm
to
still,
play
I'm sorry.
Three times.
Barbara... I'm into the 1,000 pounds sisters. I'm sorry.
That's true. I
can't get over it. It's made me lose a lot of weight.
What is this? What's the exact title of this show? I want to tune into that.
That I love. I'd have to go look on my thingy. Hold on a minute. 1,000 pounds.
1,000 pounds. They really weigh 1,000 pounds?
Yes, together. What are the No, there's 1,000 pound best friends. What's the other one? What's the other one? 1,000 pound sisters. and 1,000-pound best friends. Just go to Roku and go into the Discovery Channel and put up 1,000-pound sisters or 1,000-pound best friends.
Okay.
I like all the ones where the – I love it. I just like drool. I love it. I
really?
Love it. I love
that
it.
That's good, huh?
Yeah.
I'm wondering
yeah.
how this can be that good watching 1,000-pound people.
Boring.
I don't have an answer. Seriously, the room. I watch it. He's going forward.
It's a guilty pleasure, that's for sure.
Yeah, actually, it's funny. I asked this question on I think it was Quora one time, and it was it was the fattest person in the world ever. It was like 1,400 pounds or something. And I asked him, I said, okay, if this 1,400-pound person were to spend, would want to be living on the moon, would he have health problems?
Oh, good question.
See, he's 1,400 pounds, right? But he's living
How
on the moon.
How would he get to the moon?
Forget about that. Okay? Let's just talk about him living on the moon. Now, if he's 1,400 pounds and he lives on the moon, would he have health problems? Because he wouldn't be 1,400 pounds. He would probably weigh
of course,
about
he couldn't breathe.
Pounds.
He wouldn't be able to breathe. I don't know, Johnny. That's a strange question. But she asked me, why do I like it? And I'm trying to think of an answer. I enjoy the process of them losing weight. How they lose the weight, how they get the surgery, and what happens to them then. That really intrigues me. And these people all have dates. They're 1,000-pound, and they all have boyfriend after boyfriend after boyfriend. And us normal people go, how do they do that, you know?
That's true. They always do. They always have somebody, but they have to have a person helping them. It's got to be hard to bathe in all those crevices and things. And
they don't show that part of it, but who knows? They have sisters. They have people that help them that way. But, I mean, the ones I've seen on the 1,000-pound sisters, Tammy and all that, Tammy Slayton, she does it herself. She just has an extra big shower and just does, I don't know. But she was up to 700 pounds last week, and she lost, in a month or two, she lost 300 pounds. So that's what interests me. And I'm going,
that's hard.
Because of that, I want to lose weight. You got to understand. I don't ever want to get that weight. So,
well, it's inspiring. If they can do
yes.
it, geez, it's easy to lose a few pounds if they can lose 300.
Yes, yes. But there's so much you learn from it. It's just a very neat thing. I'm just obsessed with it. I watch that. And anything that has the heavy people on it, I watch.
Interesting. And apparently a lot of other people like it since it's so popular.
It's extremely popular. So I don't
Last
know why,
night I
Barbara.
Watched something. What was that? I watched the documentary on Netflix about David Foster, and I found it so very interesting because I met him.
Great show.
I was literally still in high school. My dad flew me in his seaplane because I was invited by a band called Platinum Blonde out of Canada to this David Foster celebrity softball game. I met Rob Lowe. He actually kissed me. I mean, at this time, I still had brown hair, you guys. I was just right out, graduated from high school, and I'm at this celebrity deal, and I had no idea the magnitude of this man. And even all these years later, I mean, this is high school for me, all these years later, I mean, I knew David Foster over the years. He produced this and that and the other, but I did not know the magnitude, actually, of this guy. Oh my gosh, and who he's worked with. I'm glad you guys saw that, and I highly recommend that to all of
you. Oh, listeners. I saw it. Richard and I saw it, actually. He's brilliant. I even like stuff on Clyde Davis with Whitney Houston, that intrigues me a lot. That movie really intrigued me, the ins and out of Whitney Houston. And they claim on the movie that Clyde Davis was gay and he didn't know it, and then he found out he was. I mean, just some of the stuff up there, it's just amazing.
I do love Netflix. And then A&E has another one out there, and they always focus more on the negative with crime and everything, but they're doing this whole series about Playboy Playmate that were murdered or died or overdosed.
I saw that. That's sad. I'm not into it. Anyway, it's time for you to do the shout out. It's 6:05.
I realize I haven't even shouted out your phone number this whole show. So everybody, get your pen and paper ready. Dale Shears, Psychic Dale Shears phone number. Direct line is 808-372-1816. You don't have to wait till next Friday to talk to Dale and wait in line here. You can call her anytime directly and book your reading, your long reading, your private reading, which is highly beneficial, everybody. So do
and,
that.
And also my website. My website is www.dale-shears.com if they would check that out. And Johnny, call me after the show because I had a few questions for you, okay?
Okay.
All right, everybody. Aloha.
All right.
Have a great weekend.
Aloha.
Barbara,
aloha.
If you have the druthers, give me a call this weekend, okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm. You're so sweet, and you're a wonderful friend, too. Okay. Mm-hmm. Love you guys.
Love you, too. Bye-bye.
Aloha. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Aloha.
Bye-bye.